everything that could have gone wrong seemed like it went wrong. It seemed like no one had answers. And like I said, the most depressing part of it was it seemed like no one really cared.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
And to me, this is one of those things. It's like, you know, I don't know if he should be fired, but if he was a fireman, I feel like he just brought gasoline to the blaze instead of a water hose. If he was a nurse, it's like he just pulled the plug on a healthy patient. If he was a waiter, he just peed in a kid's lemonade. You get the point. You compare it to other occupations. Mm-hmm. I mean, not saying he should be fired, but this is a pretty bad offense.
On 1340 WKGN.
I feel like if you pulled the plug on a healthy patient, they would just live. Like, if you pulled my plug right now, like, I just, my heart would keep beating.
You get the point. Good point by you, but you understand what I was going for here.
Hour 3 kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Let's hit some Hour 3 headlines. Cody McClure, what do you got?
Thanks, John. Kanye has gone on InfoWars with Alex Jones. God. Any idea how that's going?
Very terribly.
Alex
talking
Jones.
Talking about Hitler.
Here's part of the transcript. Alex Jones says, "You're not Hitler. You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be described as that." Kanye says, "I see good things about Hitler also." Apparently, it's gotten very anti-Semitic, the interview.
Yeah, that checks.
Jordan sent in some stuff about the Patriots and Bills, but we're past that. I don't know if he's wanting me to read it. I said, "Am I supposed to read this at headlines?" And he said, "Sorry for sending you advanced statistics for your listeners. I won't do it again." I missed the text. My bad. But anyway, he sent some stats about Josh Allen. Do you want me to read them or just... Okay, I'll read more news then.
I mean, it's your barbecue, Cyrus. What do you got?
Michigan starter.
Your friend sent him in. He's a professional. He wants to educate the audience. What do they say?
Well, now I got to go back to him.
I currently have a Spain Moneyline Buffalo Bills Moneyline Parlay, so I hope they make me feel good. Josh Allen
has 300 pass yards in three of his last four games against the Patriots. Three pass touchdowns, no interceptions. Nobody else has done that more than once against a Bill Belichick coach team. The only game he didn't reach those totals was in Buffalo last season with severe winds.
Right. Well, yeah, that Monday Night Football game, they played this, like, you know, 60-mile-an-hour winds, and Mac Jones threw maybe one pass the entire game.
Mac Jones coming off one of his best performances, career-high in passing yards against the Vikings.
That was Mac Jones' best career game, is that what you said?
Or, I mean, he threw for 400.
Career-high in passing yards against the Vikings.
They didn't score a lot of points.
Fourth best outing in passer rating he's had.
Okay. I mean, he needs a good performance, so I guess good for him, but...
Thanks, Jordan. Sorry, missed your text. Michigan starter Mazi Smith is facing felony charges for carrying a concealed weapon. He's played in all 12 games for the Wolverines. He's a starter.
Oh, no.
And so Michigan, he's a defensive tackle. His name's Mazi. Seems like a girl's name.
Well, I was going to say it's kind of cool he ended up
Mazi Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was destined to be there.
Well, see, his is Mazi instead of Mazie.
Okay.
But close. Anyway, he's facing felony weapon charges, so we'll have to keep an eye on that as we get ready for the playoff. He's a starter.
He's a starter or he's playing every
game?
He's
a starter.
Okay.
That could be down a man on the defensive line.
I don't think it's going to matter against Purdue.
No, but in the playoff, if he has to miss time, it could matter. Could matter then. A judge declared a mistrial Wednesday after jurors said they were hopelessly deadlocked at the trial of that 70s show actor Danny Masterson.
Really?
Who was charged with three rapes.
So the case is done?
Mistrial.
Does that mean
jurors were hopelessly deadlocked?
Does that mean they're going to have another trial, or is he done?
I don't know.
What does that mean? We have any lawyers?
I wonder why it says
that listed. I mean, no lawyers in the room, obviously.
Wonder why it says hopelessly deadlocked. That seems depressing.
No, well, they had no hope of getting
undead. Mistrial means you're good, I think.
Sometimes I think they can retry you, though.
They can. Like, they can refile it, I think. But and get new for now, you're...
And get new jurors, I think.
Yeah.
New jurors.
Get it. Yeah.
Auburn is...
There it is.
Parted ways with Will Friend. Goodbye, Will Friend.
More like Will Enemy.
Yeah. Ooh. Pepsi has launched a campaign... Campaign, encouraging its customers.
You're doing what?
Let's start over. Pepsi has launched a campaign encouraging its customers to mix this into their soda, and it's backed by Lindsay Lohan.
Well, that sounds terrible, whatever it is.
If you had told me that 10 years ago, I would have said cocaine.
Nope, it's not cocaine, it's milk.
What?
Milk. It's a thing they want you to do for the holiday season. Pepsi says milk your Pepsi.
They should have let.
Combine your Pepsi with milk.
One, if you're already buying Pepsi, you already have problems.
Yeah, it's gross.
They should have put Hillary Duff as the face of the milk.
Yeah,
campaign.
I would probably actually do it then. If Hillary tells me, I'll probably
see some, those mommy milkers.
She's some top-notch milk.
Oh, what are they doing?
That's dirty.
Yeah, that is.
Osama bin Laden...
Oh, no.
Osama bin Laden. That's the reaction you're supposed to have with Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
They're going to push for a retrial, and if that falls through, they will take him to civil court, says.
That checks out.
In Posey 23.
That's Fallen SC. He's the one who sent it in.
Okay. Well, thank you.
He might have wanted us to spend more time on it, but I.
On Master.
I just read it. Do you have any thoughts on Masterson? He was on that 70s show.
I mean, I loved that 70s show. I mean, he was a lot of people's favorite character, Hot. I mean, he was a great character, but like, and then he did the show with Ashton Kutcher afterwards, like The Ranch on Netflix, but then these things popped up. And, you know, he got kicked off the show, and he's not getting included in the 90s show reboot. So, like, I don't know if this is going to, like, vindicate him enough to ever get, like, on TV again, but it's better than going to prison.
That's for sure.
If they're going to retrial him, though, then, you know, I thought, without knowing the details of it, like, you know, I'm not going to act like I'm an expert on Danny Masterson's case, but I thought he was pretty cut and dry, like, guilty is the way I thought people had acted, like, with the details that were out there and everything, so.
He did 3 rapes?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Was his, like, related to, like, cult or anything? Like, was it I don't know. I'm going to read about it now.
Rape cult?
Well, you know, there's some of those sex cults and stuff.
I don't like the word rape.
No, it's one of the worst words we have.
It's a bad word.
Yeah.
Just
I really hate when people use it, like, in sports. They used to talk about that. Like
if it's a blowout?
Yeah. I don't like it.
But you're okay with, like, bludgeoning?
Yeah. Yeah.
Massacre?
Yep.
Murder?
Yep.
Yep. It's a good word.
100%.
Osama bin Laden's son, Omar, speaking of
Omar.
Bad people.
That caught me by surprise.
Omar bin Laden, he's speaking out. Speaking out. He's sharing some details of his childhood. Spoiler alert, it wasn't very fun. He did not have a fun childhood as the son of Osama bin Laden. Omar was born in Saudi Arabia in 1981. He was talking about how the pets used to be tortured. Yeah, this batch of headlines got a little dark. Didn't mean for it to get so dark, but I thought he was speaking out, just talking about his dad or something, but he's apparently Osama allowed the pets to be tortured. Maybe we should move on. They're freezing huts. let's move on. Let's see what else we've got here. Yeah, so more bad news. Will Friend. Done at Auburn. The Rose Bowl informed the playoff. They expanded the contract. We already hit that. Jim Boeheim is driving the Syracuse basketball program into the ground.
He should not be allowed to drive anything anywhere, I feel like.
No.
They do seem terrible. It's been kind of wild to see just how – well, the Louisville program
Louisville's
sucks.
Embarrassing.
Louisville is embarrassing.
Fading Louisville all year has been awesome.
Poor Brandon Huntley Hatfield out there playing the three on a team that might not win any games this year. What'd you just say, Cam?
Fading them has been excellent this year.
Well, yeah, I finally hopped on the fade them train yesterday and they covered, so that was great. I'm the cooler, I guess.
Jerry Stackhouse.
Well, I'm not finished.
Oh, yeah, the Jerry's.
I'm not finished yet. I was going to say that Louisville's been terrible, but man, like watching what's happened to other ACC teams like.
Yeah,
Florida State and Syracuse has been pretty crazy, too.
They all look really bad. The AC looks really bad this year. There you go.
Spain. Goal! Vamos!
Morata.
Vamos, McClure! Vamos!
Pretty aggressive.
That means, let's go.
You're not a Spaniard.
No, but I got money on him.
My brother's school's on lockdown.
Your brother's school's on lockdown?
Yeah, there's a kid with a gun or something.
Well, that seems scary.
Because of the Spain game?
Is Carson texting you about it right now?
Nah, my mom texts me. I'm sure he's fine. He knows what to do.
Is it an active shooter situation? Or?
No.
Somebody probably has a gun in the car.
Yeah.
What would you do if there was an active shooter here? Do you ever think about that?
Here? Like,
here we'd be in trouble.
We're good.
Yeah, we couldn't go anywhere.
Are they outside? Or if they're in here, we're in trouble. If they're outside, we're cool.
There's no windows or shit.
I'd try to go under the table.
I'm hiding behind you.
It's concrete, right?
Tons of fun. Yeah, the building. We'd be fine in the building, but if
But you guys don't push the door shut. You guys always keep the door slightly ajar.
Most likely of the station roster to be an active shooter. Like if someone, you know what I mean? Like if you just
Marcus.
Oh man,
what Marcus?
I don't know. That's just where my mind went, Marcus. No offense, Marcus, if you're listening. I'm an ally, just so you know. Spare me.
I don't know.
I was always nice to the weird kids in school. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to be the guy that you're going to target. You're going to walk in the room and you'd be like, he's all right, and just walk out. That's what I'm hoping
Please text me, Marcus, not to come to work today whenever it's time to do something, whenever Bear and Russell push you over your limit.
I can't imagine really
anyone
here.
We have a pretty strong gate out front.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting through that tank.
We have a fortress here.
I really can't imagine anyone here being an active shooter.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. Now, we've had some people in the past I could have imagined.
Parker.
Davey. But I can't think of anybody now. Parker. For sure.
Intern Andrew, maybe.
Nah, intern Andrew is a sweet
Ben
sweet
Lee.
Boy.
I don't know. There's a lot of.
Ben Lee would be a good one. Be a good guess.
Yeah, he had a
Ooh. How's he doing?
I just got offered the SEC championship today.
Jerry Stackhouse got ejected and taken out by security last night.
That sounds like hell, Cam, to go watch Georgia win a championship.
That's true. I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah, if it was Tennessee.
Yeah, when you
playing,
say that now,
great.
Now I'm just like,
going there to watch Georgia win and celebrate would be, I don't want to say hell on earth, but pretty bad.
Yeah, I would not be happy in that experience.
Yeah.
Have you seen these Spotify things that are like fake that from the Wrapped?
Yeah.
They're really funny.
You mentioned Jerry Stackhouse. Right, that was pretty crazy last night.
That was in a close game, too.
Yeah, it wasn't.
To have like a officer or cop come on the court.
I wonder. So basically a player got a technical for taunting after a dunk.
Yeah.
Really just did the too small gesture, right? Just the head thing and then too small, which everyone pretty much does in basketball these days. And he got a technical and then Stackhouse lost his mind. And, had to be restrained and. They ended up losing that game, I assume?
They did, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a two-point game when that happened. Like, they lost completely
so like
lost his composure.
5-7, I think, was the final. I mean,
he's looking 5-10 games.
Well, I wonder if that's going to be cause to get him fired. Is that enough to get out of a contract?
No.
You embarrassed our university?
You can claim that, it's like a detriment to, the image we want on the show and
stuff
like that.
Right, I mean,
that,
all those phrases in all the contracts. Like, you must uphold our standard and, represent the university. Like, to have a cop come escort you off the floor, that seems like you could say you're not necessarily representing the university in the best light, right?
For sure. I think they could. If they wanted to try, I think they would have a doable cause there. But
well, they gave him an extension before the year, and everyone kind of scratched their head, and they've been pretty bad so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder. I mean, I doubt that would happen because the guy who gave
him
the
extension. Did he lose his mind just because he's a former player? And so you have a different...
Maybe. No, I think he's just a hothead. Like, there's stories about Stackhouse from like the NBA. Like, where he was like,
really?
he was always on people's list of like guys you didn't want to fight. Like, yeah. he had a temper and he was like a hard nosed guy.
He's so a MILF.
He played for like the Pistons and stuff.
Man, I'd like what? To fight.
Oh. Man, you wouldn't like to fight. A wolf.
MILF. MILF. You care to address these rumors?
Which ones?
Let's go to break.
Rumors going around?
Let's go to break. I need to find out what the rumors are. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, what have I been accused of, Cody? Now that I've had time to clear my mind and think about all the things I've done that might be controversial, I think I'm ready to defend myself. What rumors?
People are saying they spotted you.
Oh, God.
Fully nude, except for a pair of assless chaps out in front of the station this morning around 7:30.
No, way too early. No.
It's cold. Just way, again, they're rumors.
It's cold and early. Nope.
Rumors. That's it. They said you also had a policeman hat on, and you were waving around a nightstick.
Well, now I would push back that you said I was wearing nothing but chaps, but now all of a sudden I have a hat. Your story's falling apart.
A policeman's hat and a nightstick.
Your story's falling apart here. That wasn't a nightstick, by the way.
You were also handcuffed. No. The rumors are Mike Vrabel to Ohio State.
Oh.
Any...
I'm not
concerned about that. Any possibility there? It's been rumored, I guess. People are talking.
What's a better job to you, Ohio State or a solid NFL franchise? And I don't want to act like the Titans are premier or anything, but they're middle of the pack at worst. I mean, they're solid. Nashville's an up-and-coming city. They're going to get a new stadium. The owner situation's pretty healthy. He's got ultimate support there. Ohio State's prestigious. I get that. Ohio State's a big college job.
I think that coaching the NFL team would be better. You don't have to recruit year-round, you know. That's what people usually say about it's a little bit easier to be an NFL head coach. Fewer headaches, probably.
Well, I mean, I would just simply
ask. To deal with college kids all the time.
I mean, if it was some other coach – maybe I would worry, but like Mike Vrabel's an NFL guy.
I was about to ask, like, when has he done any college stuff?
He did work at Ohio State for a little bit.
Okay.
Like as a coach, like he did before he got into the NFL, but then he left there to go to the NFL.
Because I think people kind of underestimate how much of a task it is to like do the recruiting and everything. And
well, also like I mean,
it's a year round job.
Yeah, but he was also sure. A really good player and like won Super Bowls. Like he's an NFL guy. Like he's not some coach that would just is looking for an opportunity or like doesn't have any ties, like is just in the NFL because that's what happened to work out for him. But like, I mean, he coached their linebackers and defensive line from 11 to 13 and then went to the NFL and coached the Texans.
Would you want a replacement?
Oh, no,
the Titans?
No, I love Vrabel. Like Vrabel,
Meathead Mike, Meathead Mario,
He's sort of a meathead, but I think he's a good coach and I think the players like him. And I think the Titans don't get enough credit for the culture they've built. I think the Titans' culture is really, really good. For the most part, the players all kind of get along. They seem to play hard for him. There are very few like distractions in Tennessee. I mean, you had Isaiah Wilson, but then he got cut. They gave him a first-round pick within a year. It's like, all right, you're out of here. And like when A.J. Brown became a distraction, for better or worse, they're like, hey, you're traded. We're not really going to put up with this. Like, you're gone. We're not going to pay you. We're not going to reward you. And you want to be, you know, like this and cause distractions.
Mr. Prima Donna.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying – I don't know if that's fair or whatever. But, like, the moment he became – his contract situation became a big distraction, they went ahead and got rid of him.
Yeah.
You see players want to play hard for Vrabel. You saw the video of him and Ben Jones, like, Vrabel crying as he hugged his center, like, man, like that's the toughest thing I've ever seen anybody do.
Oh, he's
like,
a player's coach.
Right. Like
they do like him.
That culture there matters. And like,
well, how many money does he make?
Well, that's the thing, is like NFL contracts aren't really any NFL contracts aren't really public knowledge.
How
like,
many dollars go in his pocket?
We had the report come out last year that like kind of talked about NFL head coaching salaries, and like we found out like Belichick made like $18 million or something like that. Like I don't remember where Vrabel was. So like Ohio State could pay him $10 or $12 million, but like the NFL could as well. And it doesn't affect like the salary cap or anything. I don't know like, you know, where he's at right now.
If it came down to him like considering the Ohio State job, Titans probably want to keep him.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got the money to do it.
Yeah, like NFL franchises can pay as much as they want for a head coach.
Yeah.
They just don't always do it. But, like, Vrabel seems like an NFL guy to me. I don't see him wanting to deal with college kids. I don't see him wanting to deal with NIL or anything like that. So, like, all the speculation seems dumb. But also, like, I told you that 42 million people watched the most watched NFL game. Yeah. 17 watched Ohio State. Like, just seems like a – to me, and I know I'm an NFL fan first and foremost, but, like, seems like going back to the JV. And, like, I know Ohio State's a big brand, but when's the – can you name any times where an NFL coach that's established is like, you know, actually I want to go coach college?
No. No, I don't think it would happen. Just – especially with NIL and recruiting.
Yeah.
It's such a mess, college football is.
Yeah.
To try to deal with that. And I don't know why you would really want to, unless you're just a college guy
and I don't
a college
think,
coach.
I don't think he's a college guy, and I don't think that's an actual – thing that would happen. Ohio State fans keep saying that, and they keep thinking that he would leave, and that Ohio State being an Ohio State coach is much more important. I don't think so. If I was wrong, okay, like if it ends up happening, but
well,
no. they also still have Ryan Day under contract.
They were just rumors.
No, there are like
message board gossip, and somebody actually.
Oh, this
thought,
is a big one.
Somebody,
a little breaking news. Speaking of Ohio State, Michigan, these kind of.
I was say Mike Vrabel.
This better be good. I was getting ready to.
Michigan
make a good
running
joke.
Back Blake Corum is expected to have knee surgery and be out for the rest of the year. So
that sucks for them.
Basically, you know, borderline Heisman guy. He's gonna be out.
Georgia
for the next
might beat
games.
Him by 40 now instead of 30.
Yeah.
Cody doesn't seem moved by that.
Vrabel makes $3 million.
Okay. I mean, like
that seems very small, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, like he would probably be in line for a raise.
Ryan Day,
like they give him
Ryan
double,
like 8 or 9. Yeah, I mean, like, and the crazy. Ohio State would probably offer him 10, but like, there's no rule that NFL coaches can't get paid more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was somebody that posted on the message board that they thought he had actually been spotted in Columbus, but it turned out it was a life size cutout of the Incredible Hulk. That was the joke I was gonna make.
Yeah, I'm glad
it's
Cam.
Not as funny now, huh?
I'm glad Cam cut in with the breaking news.
Yeah, I could tell something bad was about to happen, so yeah. I had to say something.
But, I mean, what college coaches or what NFL coaches have gone to college? Like, there aren't really any.
Saban going
it's
back.
It's more the other way around, right?
Right. I mean, yeah, but Saban was a college coach. Like,
yeah.
And I wouldn't even say
Kingsbury.
And I wouldn't say that Saban was a established coach in the NFL.
I don't know how many examples there
are.
Pete Carroll, except for like fired coaches.
Petrino,
like Herm Edwards went to Arizona State.
Who? Herm? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
like fired coaches have taken college.
Petrino when he left.
And Jim Harbaugh bounced
around.
The
middle around. Of the season.
But yeah, like, he was a college guy.
Matt Rule.
There's a lot of college coaches who have made the jump to the NFL that have realized like, hey, I can't swim
and
here.
Then
I'm
went
going back.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And like Harbaugh was good at Stanford, then he went to the NFL and was good, you know, with the 49ers. But then he got fired and went back to his alma mater. But at the same time, Harbaugh's been, like, looking, like, hey, give me an NFL job. Raiders, you want to hire me? Like, I kind of want to leave college. I want to go back to the NFL. And it just hasn't came to fruition. I just don't see, once you get in the NFL, like, looking around and saying, you know what, actually, I want to go to college. Unless you're, like, a position coach that's getting a head coaching opportunity.
I can't imagine that it would happen.
And, again, like, Vrabel isn't a Super Bowl champion. But he's had a pretty good track record. What the hell are they doing? They've had a pretty good track record in the NFL, right? Like he's had a bunch of winning seasons.
Yeah.
He's made the playoffs. He's won the division.
He's got good job security.
Yeah, he's like NFL. He's reigning NFL Coach of the Year. His players like him. It seems like he's got a good franchise. They're building a new stadium. The owner loves him. Like
he likes going out on Broadway.
I'm sure he does like going out on Broadway. Like I just don't see him wanting to get in. Like okay, now I want to recruit. And I know Ohio State kind of recruits itself, and you can make that case that it wouldn't be that hard, but. You also got a lot of pressure. Like, if they fired Ryan Day for losing 2 games, bro, you want to go sign up for that pressure?
No.
Like, Ryan Day's pretty much only lost 2 games.
No, and again, you got to deal with all the garbage around college football.
Yeah.
All the
guidelines,
boosters,
yeah.
People yeah. That, like, crazy fans that think they should be involved. And, like, there's all kinds of headaches in college football. NIL, recruiting, all that stuff's headaches. You don't have to deal with it in the NFL.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you might get a racist email from John Gruden. You got to decide what you want to do about that. But
it does seem kind of crazy that Vrabel only makes $3 million a year for coaching the Titans, though.
Yeah, especially with the cost of living going up in Nashville as it is.
Yeah, maybe they tell him, like, hey, you know, you don't college, you have to work year-round. So.
Where does he live?
I don't. Why would I know that?
His address? You want the address?
Yeah,
or?
See if you can find Mike Vrabel's address.
Sure, I'm sure it's somewhere nice.
Let's see.
Brentwood, probably.
Like, he makes $3 million, but I'm sure he's still got some playing money from his playing careers. I'm sure he's not hurting for money.
He's not going to have to pick up a second job.
Yeah, I don't think so. I know it's expensive to live in Nashville, but I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, he's. I mean, he's
okay,
probably.
Okay, I found his house.
What's the address?
This one, I don't have it listed, but I'm looking at Google Maps right now.
You just typed in Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, I just Googled his address, and they gave me a Google Maps of his house. Purchased in 2018 for a little under $2 million.
Is it south of
six bed, eight bath?
It's probably worth $4 million now.
Yeah.
You got to keep that in mind, too.
Is it south of the city?
I don't know. I don't know why they're not just, like, giving me the address. They just give me the Google Maps image. It's off, what is that, Otter Creek Road? Hillsboro Pike.
Why do you care? Why
Hillsboro?
Why do you ask that?
Yeah, that checks
he's
out.
He's off Hillsboro and Otter Creek Road.
I'm just curious where people live. Did you see where, I wonder where Derrick Henry lives. Can you find Derrick Henry's house?
Yeah, let me look for
did
it.
You see where the Jets might move to Queens?
No.
I did see that, yeah.
That'd be wild. Something, wouldn't it? Then they would actually be the New York Jets.
Yeah, and get their own facilities.
How did all the Bills players get out of their houses? Like, when they went to Detroit. Like, they were like all these fans that went and helped them get out of their house.
Well, that's how they got out. Some of the ones that were snowed in
85 players or whatever they traveled.
Oh, really? Some of the guys were snowed in?
Yeah, and like their neighbors and fans came with shovels and cleared their driveway for them.
That's got to be the best fan base, right?
Derrick Henry. Yeah. What's this? Bernard Circle?
Bills Mafia.
2608 Bernard Circle, Nashville.
Bernard Circle?
Pulisic was just in a press conference. He said, I did not get hit in the balls, just so you guys quit asking me.
Well, that's good.
Yes, he did. 2608 Bernard Circle.
You got this or that topic?
That's what I kind of came up with. Yeah.
That is, let's see.
Is that right? Does that look right?
Let's get to it. I'm tired of hearing you guys talk about
where my
stuff.
That's on the campus of Belmont. That can't be right.
Why is this giving me that then? Who knows?
This or that?
I'll track it down later. This or that. All right.
What you want to argue
about? All right, we got Walmart or Costco. Would you rather play in the Sugar Bowl or the Orange Bowl? And what's better, chicken nuggets or chicken tenders?
This or that coming up next.
Correct.
I just caught me off guard. I didn't know that was coming. Did find Derrick Henry's address if anybody wants it. Who's ready to play this or that?
I'm ready to play this or that.
All right. I'm doing it. All right. Would you rather live in Vrabel or Henry's house? No, Walmart or Costco?
Big Walmart guy. Always been a big Walmart guy. Reminds me of home. There's a Walmart on every corner back home. And it's got everything you need, but it's not in bulk. Look, when the average person goes to buy something, they don't need to buy in bulk. Unless you are running an office or unless you have a family of 18 or something ridiculous like that, you don't need to go to Costco. You don't need to buy in bulk. And everybody says you save money when you buy in bulk. You spend more money, too. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, sure, you can get 40 boxes of macaroni and cheese for whatever it is, but you don't need all that. If you're just, most people live as one person or two people or three or four people, you know? So really, they're just getting you to buy more, just stock up a bunch of junk that you're not going to use for a long time. Walmart's got everything you need, in and out, boom, boom, boom. What do we need today? I need toothpaste, I need a rotisserie chicken, and I need a lubricant, you know, KY jelly, and I need some Quaker State oil. You can go right in, get all four things, boom, 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 you're done, you're out of there. You should not need a membership to go buy things you need. Walmart's better. It's easier.
Easier does not equal better. There are plenty of things you do need to buy in bulk. I go to Costco. I get my deodorant much, much cheaper. It's like $4 at Walmart. I get a 5-pack for like $9. Same deodorant. Do the math. Saving money. Toilet paper, paper towels, all great. I go get my 36-pack of Coca-Cola, put it there on my little shelf. Do I drink it all one day? No. Although sometimes I wish I could. Am I right? But
you
it's
could.
Much cheaper. You could.
You could.
It's much cheaper. You save so much money. A membership. Yeah, okay. You got to have a card. Which, by the way, sometimes being a member of something is actually kind of cool. Being a card carrier member of something. Did you not see that guy?
Cult. It's a cult.
Did you not see that guy at the game? Show that girl. Show that little honey his Costco card. Did you not see how impressed she was?
She was not impressed.
She was impressed.
She was not impressed.
She was impressed.
She was looking on the back. No, she flipped it around. She's like, is there something cool on the back?
Saying
she
that
was
you're
confused.
A member of somewhere is cool.
She was confused.
And it only costs $60 a year. You can save that money basically on two trips. Two trips you can save most
of
that money.
You live alone. You don't need all that stuff. Are
what do
you,
you mean?
You're referencing
what do you
a,
mean I don't need toilet paper?
Just,
Cam, what do you, he, think, he, I, you think since he, I live alone I just poop and just walk around with poop all over me? You think I don't need toilet paper just because I live alone?
No, but I'm saying.
You don't need any paper towels?
Do you think
I'm a messy
Walmart?
Eater.
Do you think Walmart only sells
deodorants?
One roll at a time?
I don't need gas. What do you think? What do you think I don't need?
Do you think Walmart only sells one roll at a time?
No, they sell them big too. They're
you
more
can
expensive.
Get an 18-pack at
they're,
Walmart.
They're more expensive.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is not more expensive. You only
you think the
you
only benefit
only
of Costco
save.
Is bulk? It's cheaper.
Yes, you only save in bulk when you buy like
this guy
six
been
cases.
Costco, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I've been
to
in a Sam's Club. It's the same thing.
Well, Costco's better, but also.
Sam Club.
That's the benefit
Walmart.
Of Walmart. You got both. You can if you do think you need bulk, you got Sam's Club right there.
Well, you have to have a membership for that too.
Yeah, but I'm just saying at least they
about?
Let you pick one or the other.
What are you talking
you
about?
You don't have to.
Not every Walmart has a Sam's Club right next to it. We're not talking about specifically exit 379.
Think about how convenient Walmart is. Cam.
It's not convenient at
think
all.
Think about how convenient they are. It's so much more convenient than Costco. Like here's the thing. I could live beside a Walmart or I could live beside a Costco. Which one am I going to pick?
They don't
I'm
sell
gonna
hot
pick
dogs
Walmart.
At Walmart.
I'm
going to
pick
made.
Yeah, they do. They sell
food
packages
already.
Everywhere.
I didn't say packages. I said freshly made that you could just buy and eat.
They have
right
free
there.
Samples at Walmart.
They have free samples at Costco.
Okay. Well, then we're that one's
Walmart.
No.
What Walmart are you going to for free samples?
Yeah, I've never been to Walmart for samples, but I wasn't
sure. They used to. Can you get?
I think he's
let
lying.
Me ask you
I
this.
I think he's lying.
Let me ask you this.
He just wants a sticker of the smiley face.
Can you get your hair cut at Costco?
Wow, look, rollback pricing.
Get your eyes checked.
Can you get glasses at Costco?
I think there are probably places you can.
Can
not
you,
every
can
Walmart
you eat
has,
Subway at Costco?
Not every Walmart has those things. Inside,
yeah, they
though.
Do. Everything's a super center now. You go to Costco. I can get everything done in one place. If
you can't buy furniture.
The hell you can't.
At Walmart,
yes,
you can't
you
buy
can.
Furniture. They don't have couches.
He's wrong. He's wrong.
They don't have nice couches at Walmart.
We're not talking about nice. Quit, moving,
about,
quit moving the goalposts.
I said furniture.
Quit
I'm
moving
talking about
the goalposts.
Chairs. I'm talking about like a lot. You can't get a three-seater
at
Walmart.
Oh, you're going to go to Costco and get something
you
nice.
Can.
You're going to get something nice.
You can't
no,
buy,
you're going to get that same plaster board you got to put together.
What furniture can you buy at Walmart?
It's in the furniture section.
What furniture
because
section?
Because Walmart has every section
what
you need.
What section are you talking about?
Does Costco have automotive stuff?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'm looking at a website
have,
right now
have,
that has the benefits of Costco.
Do they have toys?
Yes.
Do they have toys?
They have everything.
Here's the thing. If I live next to a Walmart, Cam, though, like I told you, all I need is toothpaste, okay? Yeah. If I live next to Costco, I'm going to go
all
in there and they're going to force me to buy... You know, 15 tubes of toothpaste, it's overkill. It's overkill.
It doesn't go bad.
Yeah, but you don't need all that.
They don't come in 15 packs of toothpaste. They come in 3 packs sometimes.
You don't
so like,
need all that at
what do you
one
mean
time.
You don't need it. It's saving
what are you
money
preparing
for
doomsday?
I'm preparing to use the bathroom.
Why don't you? Do you have a basement shelter underneath your house, too? Do you
I
have,
don't have to have a basement shelter to brush my
do you
teeth
have
and wipe my butt.
Full of canned goods in case the apocalypse happens. You don't need all that stuff. You can make a little trip once a month.
Costco, I will say, when you go to self-checkout, that lady comes up and scans everything.
We don't need you jumping in here. This is an A and B conversation. This is an A and B argument. I didn't know if the point was going to be for me or against me, so I wanted to cut it off.
Okay. I was helping you.
Which, by the way, at Walmart,
I didn't need anybody to help me with my argument.
Yeah, see, look what you've done to me.
See there? Sorry. I didn't have to have help with my argument.
I didn't ask for help. I didn't need help.
I think Walmart
does pretty much make you do all self-checkout these days.
No, they don't.
Pretty much.
You can still go to a broad.
There's like two people working, and everything else self-checkout.
There's still people running
their hours. They cut all their hours. It's a hassle.
Oh, really? What are Costco's hours? Are they 24 hours?
I didn't say they were.
Well,
then
you have no problem.
Straw man. You're arguing against yourself. I didn't.
I'm saying
Walmart's on the down. The decline is what I'm saying. They're on the downside.
No, they're not.
Then why they cut all their hours?
Have you checked their numbers?
Why they cut all their hours, bro?
Let me ask you this: can you go?
Who almost killed Tracy Morgan? Wasn't a Costco driver. It was a Walmart driver. Almost killed Tracy Morgan because they were overworking. They were overworking their transfer truck drivers to the point of being dangerous on the road, breaking state laws, federal laws. They almost killed Tracy Morgan.
But you can't get your hair cut at Costco.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I think it is true.
If you're getting your hair cut at Walmart, you're in a bad place.
And Costco doesn't have a hot deli either, do they?
Yeah. What do you think? Yeah.
Can you do pickup? Can you get grocery pickup at Costco? I don't think you can.
You're just making arguments that you don't even know is true or not. You're throwing stuff
out.
No,
that one is true. Well, I don't have a computer in front of me. Because you auctioned off my computer.
That wasn't your computer.
Yes, it was. You gave Bert my computer.
That's not your computer. It's a station computer.
Can I call you Bert? Are you offended by that?
You can call me whatever.
All right, Cam. What do you think? I think I made some good points, don't you?
You did, but it kept slowly declining as we got through.
Much like Walmart.
We went through the conversation. So I got to give the point to John.
Do we know you can do pickup at Costco? Because if not, I think I should win.
I don't think it's that simple.
I assume you can.
Anyways.
I usually get screwed in this game.
You just kept saying things that weren't right.
I didn't really have any information because I don't have a computer.
I didn't realize you got to choose before.
Yeah, you choose the top. Sometimes we just do surprise. Uh-oh, Marcus just walked in. Uh-oh. Oh, he's got an AR-15. Uh-oh. Bang, bang, bang. He's coming for you.
He's not coming for me. I'm Marcus's boy. We're tightened up together.
He found my cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
All right, next up we got Sugar Bowl or Orange Bowl.
Give me the Sugar Bowl. Sugar Bowl is more prestigious.
No, it isn't.
If I want to play in one, I want to play in the more prestigious one, the Sugar.
Sugar is bad for you. It has been linked to heart disease.
Yep.
It has been linked to diabetes.
How good is sugar,
though? It has been linked to blood pressure, sugar problems.
But sugars are so good.
It's bad for you.
Yep.
Orange, natural sugar as God intended, not refined.
The best things always are bad for you, am I right?
What would you rather go with, Cam? Something that God gave us or something that we created and has caused endless, endless disease?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Cam, but the Sugar Bowl doesn't say, like, processed sugar or anything like that. It just says sugar. There's natural sugar in the world, too, that God himself created.
Also, the trophy for the game.
I want you to acknowledge
that point.
I don't have to acknowledge anything you say.
Cam, the trophy for the game, which one's cooler? Do you even know what the Sugar Bowl trophy is? No, none of us do because it sucks. A big bowl of oranges when you win, though?
Man,
that's the coolest thing ever.
The Sugar Bowl trophy is so much cooler.
Plus, the Sugar Bowl's tired. The Sugar Bowl's outdated. It's
Sugar
old.
Bowl's tired.
Orange Bowl is the cool new thing. That's
sure.
right. Would you rather go to an old, dirty city like New Orleans, who, by the way, Cam.
Or the prestigious, clean city of
Miami. Cam, think about the cities. Where would you rather go, Cam? Would you rather go to Miami, a city full of beautiful women, sunshine, beautiful everything, or would you rather go to New Orleans, where the Saints play?
Where would you rather?
I know Cam's answer.
Yeah. Now think about that, Cam. Now where would you rather go win a big game at and make people mad? Miami or New Orleans, where the Saints play?
You think the Saints fans care? You think they care? Why? Who are you making mad?
You get
who
to
are you gonna make mad?
You get to
you think the Saints fans care about the Tennessee?
You get to celebrate in
Kansas
front of,
State game? I don't think so.
I mean, there's gonna be LSU fans there that are mad. There are gonna be LSU fans there that don't like
we
you.
We have no
Alabama
beef with them. You've already
LSU
said
and Alabama
we don't have any beef with
are in
LSU.
New Orleans, Miami down there? No SEC fans down there.
It's one of the most beautiful cities in America.
New Orleans? I know a lot
It'll
of history.
It'll be nice and warm.
A lot of history. Gumbo. Think about the food.
I'm talking about Miami. Miami.
The food down
Miami.
In
Miami.
The food down in New Orleans.
Cam,
gumbo.
Imagine getting you score. Who would you rather meet? Some crazy voodoo lady? Ooh, I'm going to cast a spell on you.
I think you're losing this here.
Or how about a nice Latina honey?
I don't think you can do that voice. Miami.
Cam,
I don't think you can do that voice.
Cam, come to Miami and be
voice.
With me.
I don't think you can do that.
Come
That's racist.
To me. I have Ooh, Colombian Bobby. Bam Bam.
That's racist. Mm-hmm. Now it's problematic with the drugs, too. It's racist.
It's a good time.
You're acting like every
it's fun.
Hispanic person likes cocaine. That's
no,
dangerous.
I'm not. It's a fun city. It's
I refuse to partake
city.
In this argument anymore. Canceled.
The trophy's cooler.
The trophy's not cooler.
Plus, we're an orange team. We should go to the Orange Bowl.
One of the most famous football seasons we've ever had climaxed with the Sugar Bowl, and we talk about it 35 years later.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Who?
Everyone.
The Drive? We don't. We never reference the 85 Sugar Bowls.
You just did.
How about the 22 Orange Bowls, though?
Year.
Doesn't that sound better?
The 22 Orange Bowls?
I think so.
22.
We got to make a decision here.
Yeah,
come on, Cam.
It's racist.
It is not racist.
Think about if he was doing that in a black voice, Cam.
Oh.
Now think about that.
Yeah, I agree with John on this one.
You just had to play the race card, didn't you?
Last call on the other side.
Matlock Tire, East Tennessee.
Last call here on the program. Take a deep breath. Today's last call is brought to you by Julia Hurley with Realty Executives. Julia Hurley with Realty Executives is a sports relocation expert and ranked in the top 1.5% in the nation. Located in Knoxville, serving our Vol fans, athletes, and employees, Julia Hurley is our top pick. Call Julia Hurley today at 865-237-7328. That's 865-237-7328. That's Julia Hurley with Realty Executives. All right, Kay, let's wait to pump the brakes. You got a story for us?
Yeah, I got Oklahoma Man.
Does something yep. with what? What does the Oklahoma Man do, Cody? Oklahoma Man, what does that
Farms.
Mean? Farms. That's what I was thinking, too. Animals.
Oh,
but
what a debacle by Germany. Man.
He farms.
Oh, and he missed it.
And tries to stay away from the wind. That's what Oklahoma Man does.
Cam?
Oklahoma Man fires shot at family during heated, drunken Monopoly game.
It
doesn't really scream Oklahoma behavior to me.
It was in East Tulsa, Oklahoma. He went direct. They said he's going directly to jail without passing go and collecting
$200. Was it Sylvester Stallone? Was it Tulsa King that caused this problem?
No, actually. But he fired a round at his family during a heated, drunken game of Monopoly.
Sounds like
it said it escalated quickly
6B.
From family game night
Tony
to furniture
Bobby.
Being turned over and game pieces all over the floor.
That's one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, Bobby gets the best of him. You beat me fair and square, he said.
They said, we don't know if it was about
Come
game
on,
pieces, Tom. Play money, real money, but something set him off.
But did he win in the end? Because Tony made him go kill that guy and lose his innocence. That was Tony getting revenge on him.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And then a few short episodes later,
he didn't hit anybody with the bullets, though, but he's getting felony charge of assault with a deadly weapon. The cop said, there's no get-out-of-jail-free cards in life.
No, there are not, unless you're rich and famous. Got good lawyers.
Yeah.
That's what Kanye's been saying.
What a time. I don't...
I don't. I'm starting to think Kanye might not come back from this one. He's continued to double down and triple down.
I've seen a lot of people post their Spotify raps with Kanye on it.
Yeah, I mean, we're still going to listen to Graduation.
He was on mine. He was on mine. All the girls replied to my Instagram and said,
problematic.
Problematic.
Hashtag.
Did they really?
I look at you so differently now.
You had girls respond to you on Instagram?
Yeah, telling me I'm problematic.
Do you slide into DMs on Instagram?
No, come on.
Come on.
No.
Depends on what hour of the day.
Never.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Depends on how many small batch bourbons I've had. You remember that old movie, The Campaign?
Yeah. Wait.
When Will Ferrell gets pulled over and he's like,
Milk and Pepsi. This has to be a joke, right? They're just trying to go viral with this, right?
Five or six small batch bourbons.
Although, I got to say,
that's a lot.
I got to say, Lindsay's looking pretty good in this.
I'm going to ask you to step out of the car. Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, I gotta say she's looking pretty good.
She does look pretty good. She's
There was a guy that got assassinated in Iran for honking his car horn after the U.S. one.
She said she wants Mean Girls too, so I think we should do it.
Will Rachel McAdams be in it?
She ain't got nothing else going on really right now.
No, I'm sure she'd answer the call, wouldn't she?
The Drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.